Secular. Well, ISIS at it again, this time targeting Ethiopian Christians.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Islamic extremists targeting Christians from Ethiopia, taking them captive and killing them in the name of Islam. Video appears to show them beheading one group and shooting another. The White House denouncing the violence. Quote, the United States condemns in the strongest terms the brutal mass murder purportedly of Ethiopian Christians by ISIL-affiliated terrorists in Libya. That these terrorists killed these men solely because of their faith lays bare the terrorists' vicious, senseless brutality.
The analysis of the video is ongoing, with an intelligence source telling Fox News that the focus is on the identity of the executioner who speaks with a North American accent. This appears to be the same voice used in the mass execution of 21 Egyptian Christians in February.
If you watch that video, only 2 or 3 minutes of it is the actual execution. It's a 30-minute video that gives basically a history lesson about the interaction between Islam and Christianity. This, for them, is 100% a religious holy war.
Is lying. I can't stand to see this evil anymore.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Iran is torturing some Americans. We know it. Not only are they holding Americans in a violent prison on made-up charges, but they're also torturing them. So is President Obama doing all he can to free our fellow Americans? A Christian pastor, a newspaper reporter, a former FBI agent, and a U.S. Marine.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Broadcast, and we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. According to the New York Times, we don't have exact numbers on this, but it looks like around 30 Ethiopian Christians targeted and exterminated, killed, beheaded by ISIS. It was part of a 30-minute long video propaganda piece. Remember, we're appalled by this, but ISIS uses this as a recruiting tool. So ISIS is still on the march, and who is now the target? The primary target right now for ISIS is the Christian community, wherever they can find them. So what you've got is you had Ethiopian workers in Libya. They were targeted because they were Christians, and they were all executed. The White House expressed its outrage and condemned, in strongest terms, the brutal mass murder, and it said purportedly of Ethiopian Christians by ISIL-affiliated terrorists. I wonder why they said purportedly. They were waiting for some kind of verification, but it is it's clear now from Ethiopian officials that it is, in fact, Christians that were targeted and killed. But the reality is you can the fact that the president is now willing to at least call it targeted, really targeted terrorism or jihadist army action, murder, killings against Christians, that's important to identify who the target is. But here's the problem. They're doing this every single week. And Jordan, the reality is it's not getting any better, which means our military action here is not working. We've got to be really concentrated on this, especially as we have Saeed Abedini in a jail in Iran. We're 48 hours away, folks, from conversations starting with the Iranians again.
Well, that's right. And again, you've got this ISIS affiliate doing these acts in Libya, which is also part of the propaganda, because it's saying we're not just in Iraq, we're not just in Syria, we're right here in Libya, where now we first executed 21 Coptic Christians from Egypt, now executing upwards of 30, half by beheading, half by gunshot of these Ethiopian Christians. And again, the propaganda, that this is something that ISIS uses to recruit people around the world. And, of course, 6 new arrests here in the United States.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, we are starting conversations in the United States with the Iranians again in 48 hours. And Saeed Abedini and the other Americans are still in jail. We have a brand new petition, no matter what you've signed for Saeed in the past, whatever you've signed, this is new. No deal with Iran, no even discussions with Iran, unless Pastor Saeed is free. We want that as a requirement now. It's obvious that they're using him as a political ploy. Let's stop playing games. Release Saeed Abedini before these conversations go forward. Sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 877-989-225. Call now. Add your name. We've got 48 hours here, folks. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be back with Nagma Abedini and your calls in a moment.
I can't stand to see.
As negotiations between the United States and Iran resume, it is vital that the Obama administration demand the release of the Americans held captive in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned because of his Christian faith. The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. The prison guards have become increasingly hostile. He faces constant demands that he recant his faith in Christ and become a Muslim. President Obama told the Abedini family that securing Pastor Saeed's release was, quote, a top priority. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, this report, of course, that's horrific, and that is ISIS killing 30 Ethiopian Christians, showing again the reach of what they can do. They did this by both beheadings and by gunshots to the head. They are, of course, targeting Christians. We also have a brand new petition up. We are 48 hours from the United States government having conversations with the United States, the Secretary of State, and Zarif, the foreign minister, again, of Iran and Jordan. We're going to join with Nagma in just about 30 seconds here, but Jordan, let's set the stage for this. We want to get Saeed out. Even I'd like it before these conversations even start. It's becoming obvious he's a political pawn here, as are the other Americans. But this is now, if this is getting down to this serious of a stage, we need that discussion.
That's right. And so now we've got the talks once again about to restart. And so between Iran and the P5 plus one, so Iran and the United States,
right,
on their nuclear program. And so with the talks starting once again, we have to remember those Americans like Saeed Abedini.
So Nagma is joining us. Nagma, thanks for being with us. We are 48 hours away from the talks resuming between Iran and the United States. We have posted on ACLJ.org, I know you're sending it on your social media as well, a new petition that basically says this, that your husband's now been in jail for almost 3 years, 2.5 years, and that each day the Iranian guards demand he recant his Christian faith. He's been threatened with extended sentence. Now the United States is entering into these renewed negotiations, and we're demanding that the Iranians make some statement of good faith. It's called a confidence-building measure, and release your husband. And folks, you can sign that petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. But Nagma, I want people to hear from you. I want people to hear your heart right now and what's going on with you and your family and what you're hearing from your family that and others. You've been traveling all around. I think we're at a pivotal stage here. This conversation starts in 48 hours.
Well, thank you for having me, Jay and Jordan, and your continued support and your continued efforts at being at the forefront of trying to get Saeed out. I think this is a crucial time because, as you mentioned, before even the negotiations started, we had asked that, Saeed would be a precondition to any talks. But now we really still have some leverage left until the end of June when an agreement is reached or not reached. Either way, this is the time while we're still talking to the Iranian government, and it's urgent that we continue to voice our concern to the administration that Saeed needs to get out. He's in the hands of hardliners, They don't like him. They want his life because he's a Christian, he's a pastor, and also that because he's American. So we don't know how long he will survive that condition, and we need to get him out as soon as possible.
Folks, you got to understand something here, and that is every day that he's being held while these negotiations go on, we lose a day of leverage. And what that means is, how in the world can you sit down with your Iranian counterpart, if you're the Secretary of State of the United States, know you've got Saeed Abedini and at least two other Americans in prison, and not say, listen, before these conversations continue, let's get the Americans off the table here. Let's let them out now as a confidence-building measure. We need this now. It should have happened, should have never gone to this stage anyways. But certainly now that we're within 48 hours of this, and you see what's going on in the region with the Christians that were captured in Libya, that are Ethiopian Christians being beheaded and shot, at least 30. These regimes, as Nagme just said, these are hardline regimes. We have to be aggressive here and demand the release now, right now, of Saeed Abedini. You can help us do that. We've got a brand new petition up. This is going directly to the Secretary of State. If he goes over to meet in Vienna, we're going to have this delivered. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you signed something in support of Saeed in the past, thank you. But this is brand new. And it's every hour that goes by is gives us precious hours we're losing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. I'm urging you to do it today at 877-989-225 or ACLJ.org. Also, if you want to talk to Nagme, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, I know you've got a question.
Yep, and we'll get back to the phones in just a minute. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Nagme, just to update people as much as possible on Saeed's current situation and his conditions, as, again, I know visitations can be tough, but I want people always ask about that. So let's spend some time talking about that as well.
Well, his health is deteriorating. It's been almost 3 years that we have seen Saeed, but over 2.5 years that he's been in prison. But his situation has gotten worse. He doesn't have clean water. He's not getting protein. He's not getting good food. He continues to have internal pains and some bleeding, and also psychologically, it's been just horrible. The pressure has increased. The guards are continually threatening him with more imprisonment and harassing him, and it's just been really. There's been mass executions in the prison he's at. And so all of that factored with that he's seen his fellow cellmates and also other Christians in other prisons get additional years added to them. They're playing psychologically with him, and both psychologically and physically he's under constant torture and threats, and it just he continues his health continues to deteriorate.
You look at the situation, and what I want to underscore something you said, Nami, because I think it's vitally important here, and I want everyone to listen. And that is, when you get an 8-year sentence or a 6-year sentence or a 4-year sentence, and inside the Iranian judicial system, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that your sentence is going to be over within 8 years or 6 years or 3 years. It doesn't mean it'll ever be over with. But I want you to picture this in your head for a moment. The foreign minister of Iran is sitting 4 feet across the table from Secretary of State John Kerry in 48 hours. I would like to be able to tell the State Department, that we've heard from 25,000 people in 48 hours that are demanding the release of Nagme's husband, the children's father, Saeed Abedini. And folks, every hour that goes by here, in my view right now, the way I'm viewing this, is an hour we're losing. I don't want to lose hope, and I'm not doing that to make the situation worse for Nagme, but it's every hour we're losing something, because there's an internal politic going on inside of Iran too. And Nagme, you mentioned this with the hardliners. There's some hardliners that don't want even these discussions taking place, but the Ayatollah can order the release of Saeed Abedini and the other Americans. That needs to happen today. It certainly needs to happen before these conversations take place in 48 hours. You can join in this fight. We urge you to do so at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. 888-989-2255. Nagme, with this horrific situation going on with ISIS, and we've seen it, of course, and most recently now in Libya with the Ethiopian Christians, I know you've got a real burden and a heart for the persecuted church.
Yes, there's a war on Christianity. And Saeed, you know, it's for the first time I think a lot of people are seeing that what's happening and trying to wipe out Christians from especially in the Middle East and parts of Africa. And and my husband is here has become a face to Christian persecution, and this is the best chance for us to speak out. There might not be as much we can do across in other parts of the world, but this is the best chance where we can speak out about Christian persecution, because it involves an American citizen, an American pastor, and this is the best way to sign this petition and to bring awareness, share it, ask others to sign, to speak out and say this is not right. Christian persecution, what's happening to Christians across the world is not right, and especially when it involves an American citizen whose right is being violated, simply who's being imprisoned and tortured simply because he's a Christian. And this is the best chance for people to speak out and do something about all the news we're watching on TV about.
Let me take a call here from, we're going to a break, but I want to take this call. Elaine's calling from California on line 5. Elaine, go ahead with Nagme very quickly, please.
Good morning, Nagme. Bless you. I just want to tell you that my daughter, who's 7 years old, is praying for your husband daily. She wears a necklace with a shadow portrait, and she said to me, Mommy, this is like Saeed, and she has not forgotten him in your family.
Thanks for calling, Elaine. I know, Nagme, that makes a big difference for you and your family.
It does. The Bible says, remember those in chains if you're chained with them. And every time someone says, I'm praying and you're not forgotten, it gives me a lot of encouragement.
All right, Nagme, thanks for coming on today. And we may try to get you on Wednesday when this all starts up as well. So, again, thanks for coming on. We're praying for you, and we're working hard. You know that. Thanks, Nagme. Hey, folks, we're taking a break. When we come back, your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We've just launched a brand-new petition. I mean, this is brand-new, folks. So if you've signed one for Site in the past, that's great. But this is the one that's going in the State Department this week. I need your help on this. Nagme needs your help on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Everyone that's listening to me can make that call at 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org. Sign that petition demanding the release of Saeed Abedini now, as these conversations start in 48 hours. Let's get at least 25,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'll be back with your calls in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. As negotiations between the United States and Iran resume, it is vital that the Obama administration demand the release of the Americans held captive in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned because of his Christian faith. The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. The prison guards have become increasingly hostile. He faces constant demands that he recant his faith in Christ and become a Muslim. President Obama told the Abedini family that securing Pastor Saeed's release was, quote, a top priority. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you want information about ISIS, we've got a great book out. It's called Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. It's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I encourage you to get it. Get educated, because ISIS has now issued a video which has what it calls a history of Christian-Muslim conflict, and then it's followed by scenes of the militants destroying churches, graves, and Christian icons, which has, of course, happened over the last several months. Then you have a long statement from a masked ISIS converts saying the Christians must convert or die. And it looks like, according to the New York Times, and we're trying to verify this from our sources in the Middle East, it's over 30 have been killed. And they were killed by beheading. These were Ethiopian Christians working in Libya. The administration, at least this time, did say that these people were killed by their faith. That doesn't stop the problem, but at least identifies what's going on here. This is targeted activity aimed at Christians. At the very same time, we are fighting just a couple of countries away for the release of Saeed Abedini. In 48 hours, Secretary of State John Kerry with the foreign minister of Iran, Zarif, in Vienna, and we are demanding that they release Saeed Abedini before these continued talks go, and the other Americans as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I want to urge everybody that's listening, all 50 states, go to ACLJ.org now or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name. And the reason I'm saying this is we've had other petitions in the past, but this is now targeted on this conversation going on between the United States and the Iranians in 48 hours. You become part of the conversation demanding the release of a Christian American. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I urge you to sign on to that brand new petition today, even if you've signed other petitions. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take Simon calling from California. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110.
Simon's online too. Simon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay, and thank you for the program. I signed
thank
the
you.
Petitions.
Thank
I
you.
Am an Ethiopian American. I've
yes,
lived
sir.
Here for more than half my life.
Yes, sir.
And I was sad to see and to hear the death of these innocent people. As a nation, we have failed. We have failed Israel. We have failed Ethiopia and other nations because the administration failed to see the difference between the radical, moderate, silent majority and Muslim here or over there. There's no difference. A ticking time bomb. We've seen that Major Nadal has how many people he's murdered in here. The support that the nations need is that has to be unconditional. That is for Israel, that's for Ethiopia, for many countries that are fighting terrorism, and Christianity has been attacked and has continued to be attacked.
Yep.
And I just ask the audience to ask, why am I not surprised that no Muslims have marched on the streets condemning the killing and the murdering and the slaughtering?
Well, let me tell you this. There's a difference between, and you know this, Simon, as an Ethiopian American, there's a difference between, you know, real reformers and moderates. I mean, moderate is not a definition of, well, I don't even know what that means within Islam anymore. There are reformers. I think of Zuhdi Jasser and others. And Jordan, you've worked with reformers, but the reality is what's going on with ISIS right now shows a failed foreign policy of the United States militarily, and instead also shows a targeted attack aimed at Christians. And it's not an accident, folks, that the individuals killed yesterday are Ethiopian Christians, and today we have got an American Christian in a jail in Iran. It may be that one's Sunni and one's Shia, but the reality is it's the same brutality targeting people because of their faith. In Jordan, we've seen this for a decade.
Well, and we've also talked about the idea of reform within Islam in a post 9/11 world. But that was also, a lot of those discussions were pre-ISIS, where you saw this level of brutality would actually be attractive to young people in the Muslim communities throughout the Western world, not just in a place like Iraq or Syria that's caught up in turmoil and civil strife, but that would spread. And we just had 6 arrests here in the United States. Now, 3 were made in California, 3 in Minnesota, but all relating to Minneapolis, which has become a hotbed of terror recruitment. There's a big Somali community there. And so, again, 6 arrested right here in the United States for trying to join up and fight with ISIS in Syria. This is a real threat we're facing in a not just post 9/11 world, but in a now an ISIS world.
And I think the reality is this, that we've got a pastor that's in jail because he's a Christian by Iranian hardliners that are Shia. ISIS is Sunni, but they're also targeting Christians. So understand the commonality of what's going on here. Christians are the targets. And we've got to be very clear on that. Now, fortunately, I'm glad to hear this, that the president said that today. He said, or through the White House, that this targeting of these Christians for killing, and that's what it was, in Ethiopia, in Libya, but these are of Ethiopian origin, was outrageous. And we're glad the president made that statement. But right now, it's got to be more than statements. We got to get action here. The president said, I do want to be clear here, the United States condemns in the strongest terms the brutal mass murder purportedly of Ethiopian Christians by ISIL-affiliated terrorists in Libya. It's important that the president, in my view, pointed out that they were Ethiopian and that they were Christians by ISIS. And here's the reason why. We now know that ISIS, there's a reason they're broader than ISIS, is not just ISIS. They are broader because what have you got? You've got a situation right now, today, where ISIS is operating in Syria, Libya, Iraq. There's concerns in Egypt. There's concerns in Mexico. I mean, on and on this goes. Let's take another phone call. By the way, the half hour's gone really quick, folks. We're here for another half hour. ACLJ.org. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, which you are, we stream it, so you get it, of course, at ACLJ.org or SiriusXM. Let's try to grab one other call here, Jordan, before the break. We'll get to you others after the break.
Bob calling in from Florida, on line 5. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
I applaud your trying to get Saeed out of prison, but don't you think that Obama has effectively written him and the other Americans off? Isn't Obama saying that a deal with Iran politically between the two governments is more important than the individual lives they're talking about?
I don't have the option, Bob, of believing that. I don't have the option. I don't have the capacity. I have to do everything we, and I'm saying I, that's all of us collectively at the ACLJ and all of our friends that are listening to this broadcast, we have to do everything we can. This is what we know. We know that in 48 hours, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, is going to be across that table again from Zarif, the foreign minister of Iran. Demand that before we go to the June final negotiations, since this April date is now upon us, demand the release of the Americans, including Saeed Abedini. So I don't have the luxury nor the option of thinking the United States of America, the strongest country in the world, doesn't have the capacity to demand the release of these Americans. I refuse to believe that. So I will fight with everything we have to get Saeed released. Now, Jordan's going to let you know what to do, folks, but I'm going to urge all of you, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. Remember, we are for another 30 minutes. But sign that petition. If you've signed every other petition for Saeed, this is brand new, focusing on these discussions starting Wednesday. Jordan's going to let you know how to do it. All 50 states participate here.
Folks, here's the toll-free number you call. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to aclj.org. And online, you can share this petition with your friends and family. It's brand new, so we're just talking about. So this is a petition. I mean, right now, online, just 562 folks. So you can be right at the beginning of this petition, sharing it with your friends and family, aclj.org, or call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Freedom.
Congrats, everyone. Laurie Copley from Twitter writes, "Let my people go. The movie was so powerful. Thank you. We will continue to pray for Saeed and all those persecuted Christians and Jews." By the way, 61,785 movie views. Almost 62,000 people have viewed the movie so far. It's been out for about 2 weeks. It's available for free. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. We encourage you to watch that movie. Also, I'm happy to report we're going to break. Well, we've got to get to 25,000 by Wednesday for this petition for Saeed. We're over 1,200 now. So go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign that petition. And by the way, when you do that, look for some emails in the next 24 hours coming from us on this very topic. Let's go right back to the phones. We're taking calls at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Jordan?
Steve called in from Louisiana on line 4. Steve, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would just like to say my prayers go out to all the hostages in Iran. And I believe that, you know, back in the 80s when Ronald Reagan faced this as the president, all the hostages in the 80s, they were released immediately, you know, once he came into office. We need to demand that these hostages be released. And, you know, here we're talking
about... The president has said it. I mean, he has called for the release, and it took a while to get there, but they have called for the release. But it's more, Jordan, than calling for a release right now.
Well, that's right. I mean, at this point, calling for the release is just kind of words. We need actions. And so the U.S. again about to sit down at the table with the Iranians to hash out this nuclear deal. And so when you've got that kind of activity going on, words are not enough. And calling for things to be done doesn't make a lot of sense if you're not getting it done. And so we believe this is a time when the United States can get it done, but they've got to really make sure it's clear to the Iranians that this is something important.
I will tell you this. I think that we have a very small window here, and that is we've got to get this front and center again, Jordan, in 48 hours. Because what I'm afraid right now is it's all these what they call these side conversations on the periphery of, but we're getting down to the serious part of where the negotiations with the United States and the Iranians are serious, it's real, and here's the question. I mean, this is the fundamental question that we have, and that is why in the world would we be keeping these people in jail? And listen to what Greta Van Susteren said on her broadcast. She did a special on this Friday.
Iran is torturing some Americans. We know it. Not only are they holding Americans in a violent prison on made-up charges, but they're also torturing them. So is President Obama doing all he can to free our fellow Americans, a Christian pastor, a newspaper reporter, a former FBI agent, and a U.S. Marine?
Well, Jordan, your reaction to what needs to happen. Now, by the way, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
You know, that's what I think it's got to be important here is that, as we talked about, was that this has got a limited amount of time here. And at any point, these negotiations, because they're getting to a point of such sophistication and specificity on the actual nuclear deal itself, that at any time these could collapse. And so we're also very concerned about that. You see the threats from the Iranian supreme leader.
Right.
And he talks about how, well, you know, this is all really, this is just blowing smoke from the United States. And it's so, again, always that concern as well that these talks could end. And then where are we? Are we back to where we were with Iran in 1980?
Well, we are, by the way, we just put this petition up online. We haven't even sent it out yet. 642 signatures there. We've had about 593 phone calls. This is a brand new petition for Saeed Abedini. I want to urge you, whatever you've signed for Saeed in the past, this is brand new because this is right now. So we're at 593. Get me over 600 here by calling us at 877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Don't forget, we are also in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. And our book, Rise of Ice, is still available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I encourage you to get it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take action now and talk to us on air at 1-800-684-3110.
Hold your head up.
As negotiations between the United States and Iran resume, it is vital that the Obama administration demand the release of the Americans held captive in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned because of his Christian faith. The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. The prison guards have become increasingly hostile. He faces constant demands that he recant his faith in Christ and become a Muslim. President Obama told the Abedini family that securing Pastor Saeed's release was, quote, a top priority. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls. 800-684-3110. Let's take Mike's call, Jordan, out of California.
Mike is calling in online too. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Yes, I have a comment. I read that the U.S. State Department has taken Hamas and Hezbollah off the terrorist list.
That's not correct. Let me just tell you, that's not correct. Now, there have been European Union countries that have, but the United States has not, just to make that clear. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's what I had read, and if that's not the case, but we're sitting at the table with Iran.
That is the case, right.
And,
we are at the table.
We're giving money to Hamas, at least,
yeah,
through the Palestinians and so forth.
About $500 million a year.
Ideologically, what does that make the U.S.
Complicit.
United States?
Complicit's what it makes us. I mean, this is the whole problem with this. We let go of and loosened up some of the sanctions on Iran, Jordan, and the reward for that was they continue to brutalize our guy in prison. Let's be realistic
here.
Let's say what we're dealing with. We loosen up some of the sanctions, and the confidence building measure of the Iranians is to throw our guy into a worse situation, Saeed Abedini.
That's right, and we haven't seen a shift at all towards any benefit. I cannot point to any benefit to the United States off of this interim deal that was agreed to continue these discussions, and you can't point to anything except for a stronger Iran in a region already in turmoil. And so, you know, I point to that. And I think it's a change in the way the U.S. is seen around the world. To these
yep.
countries, the way they're even talking about us and negotiating with us and dealing with us is a huge shift in how even enemies of the United States would treat us in the past.
Well, this is just coming in also, just got this a few minutes ago from the Washington Post. So Iranian authorities are charging the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief, Jason Razan, with espionage and three other serious crimes, including collaborating with hostile governments, that's the United States, and propaganda against the establishment. This is an American citizen, both a dual national, from the Washington Post, who's also in jail with this regime. And they are increasing the charges against him. And then you got ISIS, targeting specifically Christians, this time of Ethiopian origin. And you realize what's going on here in this region of the world. And we've got this, you know, lead from behind attitude does not work. I'm taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But, folks, in 48 hours, less than 48 hours, we are sitting across the table, we being the United States, from the Iranians. Let's demand our guy freedom. Iran lets the United States prisoners, hostages, if you want to call them that, out. There's three of them, maybe four. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. Hundreds are doing it. We need to get it up to 25,000. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Let's go to Jody calling in from North Carolina on line five. Jody, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jody.
This is Jody. I'm from Mooresville, but I just wanted to say I am praying for Pastor Saeed.
Thank you.
I'm texting all my friends, and, you know, prayer changes things. And I'm also outraged at the Obama administration for doing absolutely nothing to get this guy released. You give them a time limit, let them the Americans out within 48 hours,
right,
or we're coming to get them, and, you know, show some guts.
Well, we have no, right now we're not showing any backbone. So let me read you what we're saying. And this is a brand new petition up at ACLJ.org. And folks, if whatever petitions you've signed for Saeed in the past, this is brand new because we've got this 48-hour window here of opportunity. This is what it says. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. And by the way, it should never have gotten to this in the first place. I'm going to say that at the outset. American Pastor Saeed is facing renewed torment and hostility in an Iranian prison. We know that for a fact, folks. Each day, Iranian guards demand he recant his Christian faith and become Muslim, just like what's going on from ISIS to those Ethiopian Christians that were killed. He's threatened with an extended sentence. Now the United States is entering a renewed negotiation period. That's happening right now. There's also already this framework for a nuclear agreement, but Pastor Saeed and the other Americans are still in jail, and they're not home, and their situation's getting worse. The Obama administration must demand, not just with a general press statement, but must demand the immediate release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans held captives at the table with the Iranians there on Wednesday. Not some general statement we're always calling for on the periphery. Demand the release while you're at the table Wednesday. There can be no deal, nor should there be any deals, without the release of Saeed Abedini and Hidmi Allowed and these others allowed to return. Time is of the essence here. Take action with us as we fight for his freedom and add your name now. No deal without Saeed. And by the way, that deal still better protect the United States' interests. But it cannot even begin to do that if they're holding United States citizens captive. This is what we are saying to the Obama administration and Congress. As you sit across the table from Iran in 48 hours, Pastor Saeed is sitting someplace else in Iran in a deadly prison. Demand his release right at the table. Demand the release of Saeed Abedini before any more of these deals are discussed. Not some statement generally. Demand the release now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, this is now at a critical time, and we need to hear. Folks, I need to hear from you on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. But Jordan, we've got to get action, and that conversation needs to take place when the Iranians are staring at John Kerry and the others participating in this, so this is no mistake. We know exactly what's going on.
Well, they are talking so tough, and if the language they're using is really is if it's being if that's becoming the reality that the U.S. is facing in these discussions, if that's not just talking tough for domestic audiences, this administration loves to say about these kind of threats and death to America chants that are made in Iran by their leaders, who then we're supposed to trust with these negotiations, that ultimately what this is about is setting really a new precedent in how they're going to operate these negotiations. And so what we need to be working towards, folks, these next 24 hours is a much tougher U.S. stance when it comes to dealing with Iran on these specific issues where there are Americans that are concerned, you know, that where there's Americans at stake. And so we have got to, again, do more and put new pressure on the Obama administration as these talks are about to begin once again.
All right, let's take another phone call here. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to William in Georgia on line one. William, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, William.
Hey, doing. First of all, I just want to tell you what I was going to say.
William, we're having a lot of trouble hearing you on your phone. We'll come back to you in a moment. Freddie from Pennsylvania on line four. Freddie, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, hi. How you doing? This is a first-time caller.
Great.
When I am about to say I'm a born-again Christian, and I know the end times in the air, and, you know, things are unfolding, prophecies are going to be fulfilled. Listen, this United States citizens going over to joining ISIS. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know.
There were six of them today, Freddie, arrested. By the way, you notice this is becoming commonplace? This is becoming every day. We're having more and more Americans. Go ahead very quickly, please.
This is a disgrace. And, you know, we got militias forming. We got multimillionaires all over the place. And you may laugh at me and think this is crazy, but I got a bunch of buddies. I'm about 55. We're veterans and all. Why can't we just get our militia together?
Because you can't get over there. That's the problem. They're not going to let you into the country. I mean, the reality is, especially the United States isn't going to want you over the country because we're in negotiations with the Iranians. Thanks for calling in. Dell's calling on line six from Arizona. Hi, Dell.
Hi. As usual, I just want to tell you, I thank you guys very much for all you're
doing.
Thank you. What I had to say is addressed to the government, Mr. President, and also to the American people. First of all, Mr. President, we are a strong nation. We've always been a strong nation. We are not showing this at all. We are, well, it's more or less like we're wimpy. You need to take care of us and take care of the hostages. Do not send anything anymore over to Iran, not even a breath of air, nothing.
I'm with you. And by the way, Dell, I think we've already bargained away a lot of negotiating power, but we haven't bargained away, Jordan, all of it yet.
No, that's right. And so, remember, Iran is still coming to the negotiating table. They're
right.
Still looking to get more out of this. And so long as those talks are set to start once again, we've got this opportunity that's really unprecedented. Since 1979, the U.S. hasn't had talks like this with the Iranians at this extensive of a level. So let's make sure that this opportunity, whether there's any deal made or not that's long-term, that this opportunity is not wasted on to try and get Saeed and these other Americans home. They need to be home before we continue to give more concessions to Iran.
Yeah, we've got a 48-hour window here. The meetings start on Wednesday between the United States and the Iranians. We want not talks on the peripheries. We want a direct statement from Secretary of State Kerry to Zarif that says, let Saeed Abedini and the other Americans come home now, or there's no more conversations, no more sanctions lifting. We're going to bring you to your knees economically. But it has to happen now. And you got to tell him that right to his face. Sign that petition. We're going to get it to the White House and the State Department on Wednesday. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Folks, I need everybody that's listening to participate in this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, available at Barnes & Noble and, of course, on Amazon. Talk to you in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. As negotiations between the United States and Iran resume, it is vital that the Obama administration demand the release of the Americans held captive in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned because of his Christian faith. The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. The prison guards have become increasingly hostile. He faces constant demands that he recant his faith in Christ and become a Muslim. President Obama told the Abedini family that securing Pastor Saeed's release was, quote, a top priority. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We've got a brand new documentary out called Let My People Go Movie. It's at letmypeoplegomovie.com, and you can watch the movie for free, and you can share it with your friends and family. It's a movie focusing on the surge in Christian persecution, and specifically today we want to focus in on a segment about Saeed Abedini, the American pastor imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Remember, you go to letmypeoplegomovie.com to watch the movie, to share it with your friends and family. It's absolutely free from ACLJ Films. Let's take a listen to
that. A man in prison who may feel as if he's forgotten, but he has not been forgotten by his friends and family. But hopefully he's also not been forgotten by his government.
Has the president been kept apprised of his situation?
I don't have a statement. I'll have to take the question. You know, the president is obviously updated on a variety of issues with regards to Iran, but I don't have anything specific for you on that.
There's always a reaction that you kind of say when you hear about something like this, like Saeed's situation, and you get involved in it, and he's been arrested and put under house arrest for being a Christian. You want to kind of jump, and you have this reactionary feeling that, okay, I need to jump to the news. I need to tell the news.
Anytime you get a case where there's either a death penalty or the equivalent of a death penalty for someone being persecuted for their faith, you need time to analyze the situation and also work intergovernmentally. In other words, we needed to find out what the United States State Department, in Saeed Abedini's case, what they were willing to do. How far would the State Department go in seeking his release? What international agencies they would bring to bear on his situation? That takes time. Timing is very important in all of these cases.
In Saeed's situation, we really did wait as long as possible to try and get it resolved before going public. And we have a balance. The balance is this. Is it going to put them at more risk by going public? Or are we at a point now where there's so much risk that going public may be the only reason they stay alive? And to this day, I think that the only reason Saeed Abedini hasn't been killed in prison and is still the possibility of coming home is because we decided to go public when we did.
It was a very difficult decision to go public. We waited 3 months from the day he was physically taken, which anyone wants to immediately call media and say, my husband's gone, we don't know where he is, but we waited, we were patient, and we wanted to try other avenues before going forward.
And we went public because Saeed was being tortured, because he was being beaten, and we knew that although that would corner the Iranian government into having to find a solution very publicly, it also could potentially protect him from those beatings, from that torture.
It was right before Christmas of 2012 that we knew he had a court date. Once you get a court date in the revolutionary court system, you're going to be found guilty. The question is, how long will your sentence be, and will it be a death sentence, and what happens next? So we knew we had to go public.
Welcome back to Hannity. A 32-year-old American pastor, the Reverend Saeed Abedini, has been detained by one of Iran's most notorious prisons since late September for charges that have not been made public, other than the fact that he is a convert Christian.
Concerns are growing for an American pastor who remains locked up inside an Iranian prison. His alleged crime? He's a Christian.
Well, for Christmas, this should be the most joyous time of the year, but one American family is spending the season fighting to get a pastor freed from prison, 32-year-old Reverend Saeed Abedini.
Jay, not very different from what we see happening. Coptic Christians are being persecuted in Egypt.
Right.
A lot of Christians in the Muslim world, this is not uncommon. It's happening more and more, as a matter of fact, as we see the rise of radicalism.
Well, I heard about it on the media, like most Americans, and I was just appalled and shocked. But I also thought, well, with this media attention, he'll be getting out of jail soon. They're bound to release him. Why would they want this bad publicity? But it just doesn't seem to affect the Iranians. It's like they don't care.
Let's talk about this pastor who remains in jail. He's being held there simply by the fact that he's a Christian?
That's basically it. Pastor Saeed is 32 years old. He's been in the worst prison, the most notorious prison in Tehran, Evin prison, since September.
And so it's been very difficult, and especially during Christmas time, there's a big hole in our family.
An Iranian-American pastor imprisoned in Iran is set to go on trial January 21st.
Although he has been in custody since September, the criminal charges that he faces date back to the year 2000.
That's when Abedini converted from Islam to Christianity, an act which carries the death sentence in Iran.
What is known about the judge or judges, David Lee?
Well, this judge has been called one of Iran's hanging judges.
This is another example of Muslims persecuting Christians. It happened in Egypt, it happened in Nigeria, it's happened all over that area, and you've got to stop
it. As for Abedini, he remains steadfast and says he is prepared to hang for his faith in Jesus. His supporters are urging Washington to do more to pressure Iran to set him free.
Well, this sounds very ominous. An American pastor from Idaho disappears from a jail in Iran.
Now, the pastor's family says that he is missing.
This Thursday, they went to the prison and he was not there. They don't know where he is. As of now, there was no notice, and we're hoping to be able to find out where he is soon.
Jordan, either it's a bureaucratic mess up, or they're incompetent, or they have done something sinister.
I think with Iran, you assume the worst, but you hope for the best.
Saeed was charged and convicted of attempting to undermine the national security of the Islamic Republic of Iran by his work with what was called illegal gatherings back in the early 2000s.
That, by the way, is typically what these governments will do, because they view a Christian as a national security threat. Now, we look at that in the West and say that's absolutely absurd. So the initial charge in any of these cases is usually focused on an issue of national security.
The illegal gatherings that they thought were going to overthrow the government were house churches that were legal. He had no legal problems then, you know. So over a decade ago, he wasn't getting arrested there. He wasn't getting in trouble. He was a convert from Islam and had a Christian wedding in Iran that was government okayed. It got the, you know, normal government approval for a wedding. The family ultimately left Iran and returned back to Nagmeh's home in the United States. But his charge and his conviction is being a national security threat to Iran, and the act there, what he did to become that national security threat, was being a Christian.
We found out over the weekend we were asked to participate, as well as Nagmeh Abedini, Pastor Saeed's wife, in a hearing before the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission, which is completely bipartisan in the House of Representatives. Many of the members of this commission, including the two co-chairs, were part of the bipartisan letter last month to Secretary Kerry asking him to do more. So this is not a Republican-Democrat issue, but instead really Congress and who's doing everything they can, but the administration who's been ignoring them. So we're going to actually be able to testify to present Saeed's case to the House of Representatives, to the commission, and also the State Department's been invited to participate. So they will also be there and subject to the questioning of these members of Congress who have asked for more.
What is really significant when you've got an individual who is facing a death penalty or life imprisonment in these prisons in these countries, which is effectively a death penalty, is to bring the facts of their case to bear and show the human side of what the real consequences of inaction on our government's behalf would result in. And that's what you do at congressional hearings.
The hearing will begin. I want to thank all of you for being here today to discuss the worsening plight of religious minorities in Iran.
Just by way of example, Nagmeh Abedini got to appear before the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission to advocate for her husband's freedom. That was a way that we could be a nexus between the people who signed our petition that were advocating for Saeed's release and members of Congress who wanted to do something but didn't necessarily know what to do. We were able to put those two things together. We were able to have this hearing where Nagmeh went and advocated for her husband's freedom. And as a result of that hearing, more people know the name Saeed Abedini than any other case of religious persecution around the world today.
Folks, you are listening to our brand new documentary, Let My People Go. It's available absolutely free from ACLJ Films at letmypeoplegomovie.com, letmypeoplegomovie.com. It covers the surge in Christian persecution happening around the world. That was a segment about Saeed Abedini, and you definitely want to share this movie with your friends and family. It's absolutely free. You can watch it online right now at letmypeoplegomovie.com.
The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.